When this bar meets world.
I'm proud of you, Corey. We have been here for a full minute, and you have not once mentioned...
I'll never forget the first time I saw her, Sean.
Oh, here we go.
I was over there on the monkey bars, crying because I didn't know how to get down. But she gave me the courage to jump! I mean, I tore some cartilage, sure. But I knew, Shawnee, that I had found my playground mate for life. Topanga!
Move it!
Stop it! Stop it, Corey. You're being ridiculous.
You know, we were supposed to go to the museum today.
Oh, God.
No, Topanga was real excited about this new Van Gogh exhibit that was coming to town. She went without me, didn't she?
No. No, you're there with her right now. Why don't you tell me the monkey bar story again? Because I want to see if my head will actually explode.
Oh, I'm a clown to you, huh? Am I here to amuse you?
Angela went with her.
Well, I was supposed to go with her. Did you know that I camped out overnight at the Philadelphia Museum of Art to beat the mad rush for tickets? And in the morning, I was the first guy online.
Corey, you were the only guy online.
This city is a cultural vacuum, my friend.
That's why my people settled here.
Silas Matthews and Ebenezer Hunter, founding fathers. I knew I shouldn't have come here. I was supposed to come here with Corey. Everything reminds me of him. Angela, I miss him.
Topanga, you've been waiting forever to see this exhibit.
How could he talk to another girl all night? How could he kiss her?
He told you it didn't mean anything.
How could it not mean anything? He kissed another girl. You don't kiss somebody and have it not mean anything. I don't understand that. Should have left him up on those monkey bars.
Oh, please, not the monkey bar story.
Monkey bars. I was in the sandbox and I saw the cutest little curly-haired boy on the monkey.
Okay, just forget it.
Van Gogh's brush strokes and choice of color emphasize his heightened sense of emotion.
Yeah.
If you want to talk about emotion, check out the motion coming this way.
Oh, Lord, I forget my name.
Hi, I'm Nancy or something.
Excuse me, is your name Topanga?
Angela, my name is Angela, but I already have a boyfriend, but thank you. Oh, her.
Yes, my name is Topanga.
Well, I'm Ricky Ferris. I'm sure you don't remember me, but I certainly remember you.
Oh, you two know each other.
Sort of. You changed my life forever when we were about 6 years old.
I did?
She did.
And you ended my Little League career. Hit me with a fastball so hard right on my left cheek. I think I still have a mark there, but you don't want to see that.
I do.
So you were the one who helped me realize I was more of an artist than an athlete.
Oh, he owes you. Make him pay.
I'm sorry, and I promise never to hit you on the tush with a fastball ever again.
Well, why don't you make it up to me by seeing the Van Gogh exhibit together?
Oh, I think I should go check out that painting over there entitled Go With Him, He's Cute.
Man, I can't believe it's here. Under this roof. The most important painting and the greatest legacy of paintings ever to enrich the world.
Irises?
Well, no, actually, this is my second favorite. I was talking about Starry Night. Do you know it?
Oh, I saw it in a book once, but I don't think the book did it justice.
No, it didn't. See, what you need is somebody who's passionate about it to make you passionate about it, too.
You know anyone like that?
Yeah, I do. I think that this is the most spiritual piece ever painted.
Look at the way he painted the stars.
See how they protect the small town? It's like these swirling divine lights from God that say, I will always protect you.
Well, it says here that Van Gogh found religion around the time he painted this.
Yeah, he found his soul. And he put it on this canvas. That's what's moving you. Someone is able to let you see right into his soul. I'm sorry. I guess I could talk about this painting all day.
You did. The museum will be closing shortly.
Oh, my gosh. We talked all day.
Oh, it's not enough.
What?
What are you doing for dinner tomorrow night? So, dinner? We can keep talking about Starry Night or the real stars if you want.
Ricky, look. I've had a really great time talking to you. I can't believe we talked all day, but I don't know, my head's in a funny place right now.
Topanga, do you plan on eating dinner tomorrow night?
Yes.
So do I. So how's this? Tomorrow night at 8 o'clock, we'll meet at Thibaut de Chateauneuf.
That little French cafe?
Right. Now, here's the thing. We're going to be sitting at the same table, and I'm going to be sitting across from you. Now, if you want it to be a date, you look up from your dinner. If you don't want it to be a date, don't look up. But if you do look up, I'll be looking back at you.
Come out.
You know I couldn't help overhearing.
Should I go out with him or not?
Well, he's gorgeous, cultured, sensitive artist type, wants to take you to a romantic French restaurant. Should you go out with him? Let me think. Yes!
I don't know.
You don't know what? He is everything you could want.
He's not Corey.
No, he's not Corey.
So if I go out with him, then Corey and I are really, really finished, aren't we?
I don't see where it would help the relationship, no.
I don't know what to do. I mean, Ricky and I talked all day. He knew so much about the paintings. That's what makes me want to get to know him better. He's so complex and interesting.
Well, do you think Corey's complex and interesting?
Yeah, but it's different. Even though I've known Corey all my life, how can I go out with another guy until I know what Corey feels about this painting?
Topanga, this guy swept you off your feet. You gotta give him a chance. Maybe one day you won't be telling people that you met the guy you love on the monkey bars, but you met him in front of a masterpiece, and he told you how he felt about it, and he swept you off your feet.
I'm not leaving my feet for anybody until I give Corey a chance. What do you see?
Topanga, why'd you bring me here?
I want to know what you feel about this painting.
Well, I don't get what that has to do with anything. Did something happen here yesterday?
This has nothing to do with what happened yesterday. This is about you and me right now. You and I were supposed to come here together, and I want to know what would have happened if we did.
Oh, so this is some kind of test.
Right, big test. Test the biggest.
Well, forget it, Topanga. I'm not taking a test. Listen, you don't reduce our relationship to what you think about me because of what I see in a painting. That's not important. What matters is what I see in you and what you see in me.
What I see in you? Portrait of somebody I thought I knew. How were you able to spend the whole night talking to some girl, then kiss her the next day and still think you care about
me? Because I did, and I do.
You don't! Or you wouldn't be able to do those things, Corey. Those things don't just happen for no reason.
Listen, don't tell me how I feel about you, okay? I know how I feel about you. And she kissed me.
Oh, and you moved away? What did you do to stop her?
Nothing. Nothing. I said, kiss me, baby sweetie. Kill the relationship with the person I care about more than anything and make me miserable for the rest of my horrible life. That's what I said. Her kiss meant nothing to me. And you were right. Those kind of things do not happen for no reason. They happen to teach you something. And I know now that I will never, ever love anybody more than I love you.
What do you see in the painting, Corey?
I see an attack.
An attack.
An attack from another world.
An attack from another world. All right, let's look again. What about the relationship between God and man?
Oh, okay, I was about to get there. See, God, unhappy with how some particular humans treat other particular humans who love them, has decided it's the end of the world. And I think he's right.
God is protecting the people in this little town. They live their lives and they come out of their houses and they see the sky. And they know God's protection and love. And that everything will be all right.
Listen, how do you expect me to see good in anything when I feel so bad in here? This is just a painting.
This is a masterpiece.
We're a masterpiece. And I don't care what you think right now. We're gonna be together forever. And I know that. But you still need to find that out. You know where I'll be. I bought this beret, and I grew some hair on my chin here, and then I told my parents I wanted to put off college and go to Paris and paint for a year.
How crazy did they go?
Nah, I thought it'd be a good idea and expand my individuality. I was just testing them. Now I really have to go.
I thought I had the only parents like that in the world.
See, my mom got this job in Pittsburgh, and we were all set to move, and the last minute I told them I wasn't going with them. And they let me stay here and live with my aunt.
What was so important that you wanted to stay here?
There was this boy.
Oh, so you've been in love?
Yeah, I have. But I've never been to Paris.
Well, maybe now you'll have an excuse.
I hardly know you.
We've known each other for a whole day and dinner, and we're almost done with dessert.
Can I see what you're drawing?
Oh, yeah. Oh, wow. They're beautiful.
It's no Van Gogh, but you said you liked irises, so.
You know, I've had a really rough day, and you're making it less rough.
I've been thinking about you ever since the museum. It's amazing when it can be a day like any other day, and without even expecting it, you meet somebody interesting and inspiring and talk for hours.
What did you say?
Well, those things don't just happen for no reason.
You're right. They happen to teach you something.
Yeah.
You're gonna kiss me now, aren't you?
Mm-hmm. How could you let her go out with another guy?
Let her? I told her to.
Okay, all right. Time out. Time out, Angela. You and I, we're doing pretty good, right?
Yeah.
Right, so then we should start to show each other all the different sides of our personalities, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, good. So then this is me, really, really mad. You told her to? To go out with another guy? How does that help them get back together? Now, granted, I may not be the smartest kid in school, but I think it's bad.
All right, this is me, really, really practical. Corey and Topanga have broken up. They both need to get on with their lives.
They're not broken
They're
up.
They're broken up.
They're taking a break.
They're broken up.
They're
broken up. Hey, he went out with another girl. She went out with another guy.
Okay, if I went out with another girl tonight, that wouldn't mean that I don't love you, and we wouldn't be broken up tomorrow.
Oh, yeah, well, you go out with another girl tonight, and you'll be plenty broken tomorrow because I will break you.
They've been together for 15 years, Angela. These love rules don't apply to them.
Look, all I'm saying is that they're stuck. They need to see where life takes them. Otherwise, they're going to be unhappy every day. I don't want that for my friend.
Yeah, I don't want that for my friend either.
Angela, I have to talk to you. Something happened.
Good or bad?
Amazing. Absolutely wonderful. I've never had a kiss that meant more to me in my life.
I'm sorry, Sean. It's over.
Cor, we gotta talk.
Good afternoon. I hope everyone enjoyed reading their last Shakespeare play while in high school. Oh, hey, I didn't know you felt that way about it. Okay, we'll do one more.
Psych!
Mr. Hunter, perhaps you'll share with us a passage from Antony and Cleopatra. Maybe something that was meaningful for you?
Though it be honest, it is never good to bring bad news. Act 2, scene 5.
Interesting passage. Why did you choose that?
Well, because I want everyone to understand how important it is not to kill the messenger.
Okay, messenger, deliver.
Cor, what I'm about to tell you is going to make you want to kill me.
I'm not going to kill you, Sean. It takes too much time to break in a new best friend.
Topanga went out with another guy last night. I'm sorry.
You know, we're the only two guys in the world who still think there's hope for me and Topanga. You're throwing in the towel?
Yeah, I am.
Okay. Thank you.
You okay?
Yeah, sure. It's an interesting feeling, though.
What, to know it's over?
To be the only guy in the world who knows it's not.
So you like this guy, huh?
I'm in love with him. I knew it the minute I kissed him.
Topanga, you're coming off a long relationship, and you're vulnerable right now. And you shouldn't rush into something because of one kiss from some gorgeous, perfect guy. It was just a kiss, wasn't it?
That's all it took. Do you know what I felt when he kissed me?
Yeah, I probably do.
Nothing.
What?
I called him today to let him know I can't ever see him again.
You did?
Because I'm in love, Angela. I don't mean high school, I love you, I love you too. I mean, I am in love with Corey Matthews. And I want to be. There's nobody else in the world for me, and there never will be. I'm taken. What you doing up there?
Well, I was hoping I could sit up here and a beautiful girl would help me down and we'd fall in love for the next 15 years. It worked once.
I met this guy.
I went back to look at that painting.
We talked all day.
I wanted to see what you saw in it.
We went out on a date and he drew me a picture of some flowers.
And I spent a half an hour looking at it, trying to understand it.
And then he kissed me.
But I couldn't get it. Not by myself. But then I remembered what you said. That God protects people in their little homes. That they live their lives, and they come outside and they look up at the sky and they know God's protection and love. And then everything's going to be okay. But I'm not like you, Topanga, that I can understand those kind of things so fast. I need you to help me.
And I'm not like you that I understand that you can kiss somebody and have it not mean anything. That you can care about somebody so deeply that nothing can change that, no matter how many times you tried to tell me. But I understand now.
It's a beautiful painting.
But it's just a painting. We are real, and you always understood that. I love you, and I will always love you.
Another guy kissed you.
Yeah. Can I do something about it? I felt that, boy.
So are we starting over?
Yeah.
does this make you think of?
And, what's this make you think of?
This.